Chapter 4. Coming Home. On the morning of August 13th, 1805, Lewis and his three men spotted two Shoshone women and a girl. The Indians bowed their heads. They expected to be killed. But Lewis spoke to them kindly. He gave them beads and mirrors. As a sign of peace, he also painted the Indians' cheeks red. The three Shoshone agreed to take Captain Lewis and his men to their village. They were on their way when 60 Shoshone warriors appeared on horses. They thundered toward Lewis and his men. Their chief got off his horse and greeted Lewis with a hug. He then took the four strangers to his village. There, the explorers and Indians smoked the peace pipe together. Lewis asked the chief to come meet the rest of the explorers. A Shoshone woman was with them, Lewis said. The chief agreed to go. But his warriors feared that Lewis was leading them into a trap. Meanwhile, Clark approached with the main group. Sacagawea was walking along a riverbank. Suddenly, she saw several Indians on horses in the distance. Bird Woman stared at them. Then she began dancing with joy and sucking on her fingers. This was an Indian sign meaning, "These are my people." The Shoshone warriors were happy to see Sacagawea too. Now they knew that the white men meant no harm. Together, the Indians and the explorers headed toward the Shoshone village. When they were nearly there, a young woman pushed her way through the crowd. She hugged Sacagawea. They began talking excitedly. Bird Woman had found her dearest friend. She was the girl who had escaped from the Minotauri. Sacagawea had not seen her for 5 years. At the village, the captains met with the chief. Sacagawea had to translate. She had barely sat down when she looked at the chief. Weeping with joy, she rushed to him and threw her blanket over him as a token of love. The Shoshone chief was her brother. It was Kamiowait. Kamiowait was happy to be with his long-lost sister. The brother and sister talked a while, then Bird Woman sat down to translate. She was so overjoyed at seeing her brother that she kept bursting into tears. But the chief had to act dignified. Sacagawea explained that the captains needed horses. Asking even simple questions was very hard. That was because they went from English to French to Minotauri to Shoshone. The chief's answers went from Shoshone to Minotauri to French and back to English. A deal was made. The explorers would give the Indians battle axes, knives, and clothing. In exchange, the chief would supply horses and guides. Now the expedition had a way to cross the Bitterroot Mountains. Sacagawea and the explorers spent several days with the Shoshone. Sacagawea learned some very sad news. Most of her family was dead. Kamiowait, another brother, and her sister's little boy were her only living relatives. Bird Woman must have been tempted to stay with her people. However, she chose to move on with the Corps of Discovery. We can only guess why. Perhaps she felt loyal to the explorers. They had treated her and Pomp kindly. She may have never felt so important before. The chance to visit other Indian tribes and see the ocean must have also been exciting to a young girl. The explorers were still among the Shoshone when Bird Woman overheard something shocking. Her brother had changed his mind. He was going to break his promise. He was going to keep the horses and take his hungry people to hunt buffalo. Sacagawea told Charbonneau what she had learned. She asked him to tell Captain Lewis. Lewis confronted Kamiowait. The chief was ashamed. He would keep his word after all, he said. Once again, Sacagawea had helped save the expedition. Without horses, the explorers could not have continued westward. In late August, The moon, when the geese shed their feathers. Sacagawea said farewell to her family and friends. Now it was time for the explorers to start climbing the Bitterroots.